to paradise on a Wednesday, and coming to you live from the heart of Belito. I mean, from the heart of paradise, according to many. I'll jump in that ring. And right now, with a coffee in hand and a microphone in front of him, it's our legal eagle, Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers Inc. He's flown in for a Wednesday catch-up, for an informed opinion on what's been going down in our neighborhood and further afield. Gavin, welcome to the Wednesday.
Hey, good to be back, and always good to have a coffee in hand.
Man, I'm telling you, you bring the best.
Yes.
Thanks for fueling.
I've been enjoying the fact that it seems to be a bit cooler again. It's quite brutal in the,
I'm telling
beginning
you,
of the month.
It was ice coffees in the beginning of the month. Now we can actually drink the hot stuff.
Fantastic.
I think, you know, autumn, when we start to slide into autumn probably, that those sort of, you know, in between seasons for me, that's the best.
Yeah, they're the best. It's sort of Aprils and September. Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
We do live in a fantastic environment here with the best climate almost all of the year round, relative to other places. I mean, most days in Belito are balmy and splendid.
Absolutely. I mean, we are kind of spoilt, and we need to remind ourselves every now and then when there's a slightly off weather day. Come on.
Go to Cape Town in winter. And
get a reality check.
And get a reality check and come back here.
Or Joburg on a frostbitten morning, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, looking at the word that is spreading about our climate, our lifestyle, livability, and a whole bunch of other factors, I've heard in the last week from at least two different sources in the local property scene that there is a marked spike, an increase in international investment buying interest mostly European, it seems, potential buyers who are shopping around and looking for opportunities on the local property segment.
It's mind-boggling for them, you know, what you can get for the cost of, for example, a flat in Munich. You can have a house on a golf estate here. So it makes a lot of sense for them. I mean, the exchange rate's greatly in their favor. I think the general indicators is that our country is probably going to, despite the best efforts of the ANC, enter into a period of protracted economic growth.
Yay.
and stability. So it looks as if all indicators are that if you're the sort of person who has some capital that you want to put in somewhere and maybe get out of Europe, this is one of the better destinations, and it's a very free country, and first world countries like the Europeans, like the Australians, they're getting more and more censorship of their speech and so forth. If you like your freedoms and you like a good life, South Africa is a cracker destination. And I think what all people always forget is, and they only realize when they arrive here, I was listening to the American ambassador's speech.
Yeah.
One of the things that struck him is the utter vibrancy of this country. And it is a vibrant country. And you realize it when you travel and you go to somewhere that's fairly homogenous. And you come back here to this splendid mix of people that we have in South Africa. You know, that is one of this country's strengths. One of the things that makes it a joy to visit. And I can imagine that for somebody who has a fairly regimented life, to come to South Africa, everything must seem possible.
Well, you summed it up beautifully, that sentiment that was being expressed by the new U.S. ambassador to South Africa, Leo Bozell, speaking just yesterday in Hermanus at the BizNews conference.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the tone of that conference and that conversation, I was something to be a bit more belligerent.
It was conciliatory in the sense that he took great pains to pack out the investment that's coming here from Google, Microsoft, Amazon. These are billions of rands that are going to be invested into our country. And I think in fairness, he said, look, you know, there's just a couple of things that we need to do. One is, if we're going to be bedfellows, let's be friendly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what Cyril and the ANC are trying to prove by being deliberately antagonistic towards, the president of the U.S., firstly, and secondly, by getting themselves involved in disputes that don't involve our country. And the suspicion is very strong as to why it's being done, and that is that, You know, we've had a capture of our foreign affairs in our government, and it's to all of our detriment. It's not serving South Africa. And I always think, you know, when politicians act not in the interests of their country, and you can't really understand why they make the decisions they do, you must understand that something behind the scenes has happened. But and it's not in our interest. So, yeah, I think the only obstacle presently to massive economic growth here is bad economic policies and bad foreign relations. And these are very easy things to fix. And this Bazell made it quite clear. There's only a handful of things that America really wants from us. One is, BEE is obviously only serving a very few people, and that needs to be overhauled. If you really want economic redress for the past, the quickest, easiest way to do it is grow your economy. You know, and nobody's excluded from the economy now, so when the economy grows, everybody will benefit from it, firstly. Secondly, you know, stop this... these chants like kill the Boer. I mean, that's not a big ask. That's just a common decency. Yeah. That's not a difficult thing to do. And so and then, you know, there's a lot of artificial barriers to trade where you have to comply with this, comply with that. Get rid of that. So make it easy for people to bring their money here.
Streamline it.
Yeah, and then get rid of the idea and the notion that you're going to take people's property without paying them for it. Expropriation without compensation was a very, very bad idea. It's against our constitution, and the government should just openly abandon it, because they're not going to do it. They're not going to get it right. But while they hang it out there, they're chasing away investors. So, you know, these are very simple things to fix. I mean, anybody, who's not a plant can understand these simple things that require doing, and just get them done. Let's grow the economy. Everybody will benefit from it. You know, when I drive out of this Mbeki gate and I get to the bridge there and I see all those people looking for work, I feel dreadful, because, you know, this shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened to South Africa. You know, we've got a great economy, great people. You know, we should have been growing. You know, we haven't been growing. And the reason is because we haven't had the sort of government that supports the economy. You know, everything they do is ideologically driven, and none of it makes economic sense. And until we start making economic sense, we won't be able to unlock all the potential that we have. But that's going to change. I mean, already I think the politics is changing. The winds of change are all over us, and we're going to have to fit in with what is quite obviously going to be a new world order.
Well, it's just really encouraging to hear, even with the tension that has been rumbling in the background between, you know, our official government position and the United States, to hear the U.S. ambassador saying, hey, listen, we already have 500 American companies operating in South Africa, employing over a quarter of a million people, and we want to double that.
They want to double it. and I mean, America is a sort of ally that you really can benefit from. We don't even have to be that allied to them. You know, we just have to be neutral in issues that involve them, and not be, not have this antipathy towards America, because, you know, trade is one of those things. As I say in the history textbooks, when goods stop flowing across borders, soldiers do, and, you know, part of all of the wars that have been fought historically is that countries stop trading, because when countries trade with each other, they find ways of rubbing along together.
Well, that's the story.
Yeah.
And listen, while we keep an eye on that, we'll roll with the punches. It looks like there's some stuff coming in the way of fuel price.
A couple of headwinds,
adjustments, yeah. And here's hoping that it's a short-lived thing. And it looks like there is potentially government eyeing up ways to see if they can ease the blow and assist this.
Well, yeah, our strategic oil reserves aren't what they're supposed to be. Yeah. They were almost non-existent. I don't know if you remember, in 2015, our minister then of energy affairs sold it all at a discount of $28 a barrel.
What a bargain.
And it was 10 million barrels. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're lucky we have any reserves if he'd got away with what he was trying to do. But ultimately, you know, there's the short term, and there's the medium term, and there's the long term. And I think in the long term, a lot of oil is going to come free. Oil that's traded only on the black market now will be traded on the main market, and it'll be for the benefit of everyone when this is over. This war can only go one way. It's so asymmetric that it's just a question of, is it going to be a few weeks or a few months? But ultimately, I think even now the markets are rallying, and there's some sense that that this is a short-term blip and already has been discounted by the markets, and we can see some rallying going on. So
this is well encouraging, and we'll definitely be putting a pin in it and touching base and seeing where it lands next Wednesday. But for now, for the week ahead, life rolls on here on the KZN North Coast, and so does business. Has been on the property front. It's good.
Yeah, property is very good. And as you say, there's foreign investment. We've also got a lot of people coming back. You know, Europe's not all it's cut out to be. It's got serious problems with illegal immigration. The governments there seem to have absolutely no will to stop, and it's becoming quite a volatile and difficult place to live. So there's a lot of people that are expatriates that are looking back and saying, well, you guys that stayed behind seem to have a fairly good time of it. Perhaps we should start thinking of coming home.
It's a really interesting reversal of flow and the trend. And it's being experienced, apparently. Joburg's seeing folks flock back, but also the semigration hotspots, the Western Cape and now the KZN North Coast, seeing the effects of that return home.
Yeah. Well, I'm busy working on the new precincts that'll be added to the Fairview estate, and that's extremely exciting. You know, there's been a good take-up, lots of sales, and it's a very exciting project for Bolito, because that whole concept of sort of 1 to 2 hectare size small holdings is really catching on, where you can sort of have your little own domain and do your own thing, and your neighbors are far enough away for you not to bother them and them not to bother you, and you have far less regulation, and you're pretty free to do some agricultural stuff or workshops or whatever you like doing. But it's got a very romantic sort of thing about it, and I see a lot of people have gone for it. So that's going to be exciting now in the next while as well, to see those precincts roll out.
Well, that's the model that seems to really have caught a lot of attention, this kind of farm style living within earshot of modern civilization and amenities. Yeah.
And the beach.
And the beach, hey, and the climate that we know and love. But overall, in spite of all the geopolitical stuff that's going on, there's a lot to look forward to, a lot to get excited about, certainly on our home front, and a lot of optimism still in the air.
Yes, I must say the last couple of years I've been feeling the change coming, and the future looking so much more understandable than it did during the Zuma years, for instance. So expect South Africa to go up.
Hey man, and as long as there's still good coffee, good conversation, and good people to converse with, we'll be having more of these chats, and I can't wait for another Wednesday, Gavin. I know you're planning a big adventure soon into the mountains on a touring bike.
Yeah.
But before we do that, before you
we'll have a couple of conversations before then,
and maybe even from the top of the mountain when you
oh, that'll be interesting.
You can get reception up there.
Yeah, but 100%.
Thanks for the insight this week, Gavin. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
Splendid, thank you, Mike.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.